Hi, welcome to Navigating the Tech Frontier. Today, we're happy to welcome Amy Bialik, the VP of Strategic Portfolio Management at Johnson Controls. Thank you for joining us today, Amy. I know you've also been involved with the TBM Council. You're also a TBM ambassador and leading some group.
That's correct. I'm leading our adoption strategy community, all in the focus of providing templates and sharing best practices with other TBM practitioners out in the world. So thank you for the invite, Jenny.
Now, you've been working with CIOs for over 15 years. And one thing that's always really challenging in any organization is adapting to change. What have you learned about what makes changes actually work and how they stick?
Yeah. So first and foremost is definitely creating a rhythm within your organization. So when you think about technology business management, thinking of it as how do I ingrain the rhythm of processes and adoption within your organization? So that's first and foremost. As human beings, we really like routine. We like to know what we come into and what we face every day. And so the more you can ingrain that into an organization is one of the best practices. Secondly, having sponsorship. It's so critical. Who is your biggest cheerleader? And sometimes it's okay not to have just one cheerleader. You can have two, you can have three. The more that you have that sponsorship or that championship is going to make you really successful. But more importantly, they become the voice of who you are about and also the voice of helping to navigate when waters get tough. But coming back and tying those two together, creating rhythms and processes, but then an executive sponsorship, we live in a world of times change and they're changing very quickly. And so coming back to my mention of ingraining TBM into your rhythm and your processes just within your organizational structure is as sponsorship changes, right? So the more sponsors you have, the more it's in your organization, then as leaders change, you can effectively continue building on the momentum that you've already created.
And is that all kinds of change, not just TBM, but any process change, any transformation?
It's finding who your biggest cheerleaders are, right? And making sure you keep them engaged, interactive, leveraging their voice, et cetera.
Now, can you share examples of cultural or process shifts that you've helped drive adoption on and some things that have been successful for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think about in my career where we implemented application reviews and service product reviews. So at an organization I was at, it became like an operating review, if you will. So they had application managers or application leads, and then they had service managers or service leads. And nowadays you can intertwine service and product, if you will. But nonetheless, it was a standing session. This was a best practice the CIO implemented, where it wasn't on a set cadence, like, you know, it's the second week of the month or the third week of the month or the first month of the quarter, but rather as the CIO was hearing buzz in the business, right? And he was thinking, he was like, hold on one second, I'm hearing some gargling going on over here. I need to pull in my e-commerce service, right? Or I'm hearing we're struggling with this application stack. Let me pull it in. Or I heard a really great success. So we created these reviews. And what was interesting is that he would do them weekly. However, it was based on what he heard, the good or the opportunities. And these application leaders and these service owners had to always have this template ready. It showed their roadmap. It showed who their ecosystem was to make them successful. It showed them the financials, right? Everything revolved around that. But last but not least, it also talked about risks, things that they needed to provide an avenue to the CIO to say, I feel this might become a barrier today or tomorrow. And I'm making sure, given that I have your attention, that I'm making you aware. And so these application leaders or service owners effectively would be told on a Friday next week, we're asking you to come forward. And so their deck or their template, if you will, always had to be real, always had to be available. And that became how in that organization, TBM stuck, is because it was all about not just reporting on the numbers, which is what you don't want TBM to fully be, but what was the value realized? How are you running IT? How are you effectively working? And what are you doing to better the brand of IT through your roadmaps and how you operate?
And sounds like it's not about just putting the reports together, but really ingraining everybody to understand the numbers themselves, right? And putting them together when they were needed. But was that different than the approach that people took before? Meaning like they didn't have the numbers at hand, they had to really change their practice?
Yeah, it was very delineated. It was more like over here was the financials and the financial language, right? Their cost centers and whatnot. And then over here it was, here's my roadmap for this app stack, or here's what we're doing from an infrastructure perspective. So we were able to marry them together. And then even in the services space, going back to one of my examples from a prior organization, it was not just the business-facing services, but also the internal-facing services, such as infrastructure, being support, compute, cloud, whatnot, and holding them accountable as well.
All right. So that's a great example of where you've been able to drive adoption. But have you also experienced times where something was resistant to change, or a process didn't quite get adopted fully?
Yeah, and I think about that such broadly in my career on so many other facets of making small changes and whatnot. There will always be naysayers, right? And it could be naysayers of, I don't want you to change a process, to, I don't want you to change a tool. My biggest recommendation to anyone is taking the time to then sit down with individuals and saying, you know, here is why we're doing the change. One of the things I really stress on anything I do from a change perspective is a stakeholder analysis. Like, who do I need to touch? And obviously the bigger, whatever you're deploying, be it a tool set or process change, the larger you have to realize how you have to influence. And so just taking the time and saying, what's in it for me, right? The WIFM, right? And really changing that conversation and say, hey, I'm putting a change in place. Here's how it's going to benefit you. On top of that, here's the benefits I'm going to get for my organization. And then we co-collab together. When it's successful, let's get together and let's share that success broadly. So definitely I've had a number of naysayers when it comes to change. Also, I've had a ton of naysayers in the TBM space. One of the common themes I hear is, you know, our data is not perfect. And I'm like, what a great time to like rise up and say, especially when you're in an IT community, is saying, okay, let's get our data in a better place before we broadly share out, right? There's nothing wrong with that and how IT operates. Work on your, that's one of the things I always struggle with, or the common question I get is, I can't seem to make traction because I have data perfectionists. And, you know, and I sit back and I say, that's great. Well, then maybe just work on the data and that perfectioning as a smaller community. And then you can start to grow it and grow it and grow it. And then eventually tie it to your business processes and outcomes and share that broadly out as a brand of the IT organization. So
now, as an experienced technologist and somebody who's worked with CIOs, what are some of the early warning signs to you that something is not going well?
Yeah. So first and foremost is when TBM is viewed as a pet project, right? And we're doing this because Jenny says we need to do it, right? And I'm like, really have to change that thinking. That thinking really needs to be, this is our project and here's the benefit IT is going to get. It's going to change our reputation. It's going to change our brand. It's going to show us to be more proactive. So that's one of the things I see. And then a lack of creating some governance. It goes back to where I said it has to become part of the rhythm and the process of your organizational structure. And so the more you can create, here's how I'm going to create a routine, it then enthralls an organization to do it. I'm an accountant by trade. Jenny, that's what I went to school for. And there's one thing as an accountant that I can tell you is every company does a month-end close. Nobody ever says, I'm not going to do a month-end close, right? So you want to get IT into that kind of same rhythm and feelings of, we're going to do application reviews. We're going to do service or product reviews, right? And that's going to be encompassing all, because at the end of the day, we want to elevate the brand of the IT organization. Last but not least is, not sharing in alignment to your strategy. I think that's one of the things that the key leaders who see, success of a TBM program is saying, not only are we going to elevate the brand of IT to the organization, but we're connecting it to our overall organization strategy and where they're going. The more you can create that connection to the top, it also provides visibility up to people beyond the CIO, be it your CFO or your CEO, right? And then you can start to show the linkage of, okay, we have a 3-year plan, typically called like a long range plan. If we do this, right, IT needs to play a role in that. So the more you can connect it to the top, it also will keep the emphasis of TBM going well beyond the leadership change or cultural change.